Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Police Department is Lieutenant Howard Black. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
There we go. Yes, now we can hear
all
you.
Right.
How are you this morning?
Just taking a quick nap there, so sorry about that.
Sorry. A little snooze in before the long day, right?
That's right.
We know your hours, Lieutenant, so you know what? We don't blame you. Well, let's start this morning, and this is just a heartbreaking story, and as with any story like this, let's start with the investigation into the death of U.S. Army Captain Daniel Lehman. What can you tell us about this?
Well, what an incredible young man. The more I hear about him, and just, it's heartbreaking. We're still very, very engaged in this investigation. We're asking any assistance that anyone in the community might have about this investigation is to please give us a call or Crime Stoppers. So this is a case like any of our homicide cases. So much energy goes into these cases, and they're nonstop. I mean, our detectives never give up on these cases. So we'll continue to move this case forward, and we'll keep our community updated as the investigation continues.
And Lieutenant, you may not be able to say anything at all, but any leads at all whatsoever in this case?
Yeah, again, I don't want to get into any of the specifics of the case other than to say we're working this case hard, and any information that anyone would have to please give us a call.
All right. Another story that we've been talking about all morning long. There are going to be some gunshots going off this afternoon, but people don't have to worry about it in the Valley High, Park Hill, and Pikes Peak Park neighborhoods. Tell us what's going to happen, Lieutenant.
That's correct. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity that's been provided to us in really piloting state-of-the-art gun detection system. So this is a system that uses a network of acoustic sensors to detect when a gun is fired. It will then quickly pinpoint the location of the gunfire and then notify our communication center. So individuals who monitor CSPD, they're going to hear that term firefly when shots are coming in. This is both an investigative tool, but it's also, we're hoping, to be a proactive preventative tool. Maybe individuals will think twice before they start firing rounds off. You know, there's some research that would suggest that only 20% of shots being fired throughout America are reported. We just become desensitized in some neighborhoods. So this is an exciting opportunity that's costing the Colorado Springs taxpayers nothing. So we're very, very fortunate to be a part of this pilot program.
Now, this is only going to be in one part of Colorado Springs. Do you see this expanding throughout the city down the line?
Well, what's unique about this system is very mobile. So this is going to be a dynamic system. We will use this system where it's needed based on our calls for service coming in about shots being fired. So we want to make sure that our community continues to call us. We want to know when shots are being fired.
And Lieutenant, how how pinpoint can Firefly get when a shot is fired?
It pinpoints right down to within feet of the location. We're just setting this up. So we'll have much more information as this pilot program continues to develop.
That's incredible. And again, you're testing this afternoon, so that's incredible.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Lieutenant, and really quick, we just wanted to talk about tomorrow on The Extra. It was very nice for Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey to wrangle up Sheriff Bill Elder.
And I like that.
I know. Wrangle up. Both busy, but come in on The Extra tomorrow. I know we're going to talk about a lot of important things tomorrow. What are some of the things we're going to talk about?
Well, the chief wants to talk about the fugitive unit, talk a little bit more about traffic. Of course, getting into marijuana, that's very important to the chief and the sheriff. We're going to talk about some of the incredible work that our community relations unit does and how we partner with the sheriff's department in those areas. talk a little bit about our cadet program. We're going to get into the Teen Academy, the Chief and Sheriff's monthly meetings, touch on Firefly, our crisis response team, and our Metro EOD. So lots of cool topics that, and then I have a few questions I'll send over to you, you know, under behind the scenes.
I'll sneak him in. Like, he's okay. Not going to figure that out. Like, they're both not going to throw those. Okay, Lieutenant, right? Right. That's funny. Well, it's always great talking with you. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. 8:43, traffic, weather, sports, straight ahead.